This is the Wild Crime Report for Monday, the 25th of March, 2024. The Wild Crime Report is your short, snappy summary on what's happening around the world in the realm of environmental crime. If you're tuning into this via Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts, check out the Wild Crime Report on Substack, where you can sign up and get the newsletters, as well as some additional content that is in the pipeline. Now let's get into some information. In Singapore last week, a 40-year-old Indian national, Rafiq Syed Hariza Ali Hussain, was charged in relation to a trafficking offence from November last year. Hussain, who is a permanent resident in Singapore, was charged with smuggling a whopping 5,160 red-eared terrapins in suitcases from Singapore to India. Press reports identified that this occurred on a flight from the 7th of November 2023. However, no further details about how the investigation unfolded or the current location of the terrapins was revealed. The terrapins, also known as red-eared sliders, are originally from the US, but are now commonly traded globally for the exotic pet market. However, Hussain certainly didn't have any export permit or approval, and stuffing around 5,000 turtles into two personal suitcases without any ventilation, it's not how we play cricket. He was offered bail and is due to return to court next month, and if convicted, he could be jailed for up to a year and or cop a $10,000 fine. Now, someone who has been convicted and is facing prison time is 21-year-old Houston resident Savannah Valdez, who was sentenced last week by a US District Court. Valdez received a 15-month prison sentence for offences relating to animal smuggling. She was the subject of an investigation by the US Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, after several advertisements were identified on the online website Craigslist. These advertisements were offering keel-billed toucans and yellow-headed Amazon parrots for sale, both of which are offences in the US, as per the Endangered Species Act, the key piece of US legislation that prohibits the sale of certain protected species. Following the discovery of these illegal advertisements was an undercover operation involving a controlled purchase of two toucans and a Mexican spider monkey, all of which was delivered by Valdez's relatives, her mother and sister, presumably to undercover officers. You can imagine their future family reunions are going to be a hoot when Mum and Sis reminisce about how Valdez threw them both under the bus to law enforcement. Ultimately, however, Valdez was identified by investigators as the principal in this case. She pled guilty to her role in coordinating the sale of these prohibited animals. It's a simple little case, but it just goes to show how effective universal law enforcement techniques like controlled operations can be. In this case, a lawful purchase of prohibited animals to capture first-hand evidence of trafficking becomes virtually indisputable once it gets to court. It's a tried and tested tactic used in drug investigations and should be utilized far more in wildlife cases to bring serious traffickers down. Staying in the US and in San Diego, eight men have been caught illegally poaching and trafficking recreationally caught fish. Investigators at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife had conducted a six-month investigation that gathered evidence of the group fishing commercially without requisite permits, falsifying landing documents to conceal their catch, and then selling the illegally gained catch. The investigation obtained evidence that the group had unlawfully obtained 5,500 pounds of fish that was traded for more than $26,000. The seven men, including two relatives, Nicholas and David Hayworth, were charged with offences relating to this criminal chain of events, while the eighth man, David Brown, is an active fugitive after failing to appear at his arraignment. Now, one fugitive that is no longer on the run is Rizik Narajanari, an Indian poacher in Guwahati that had been on the run for 5 years. Narajanari was apprehended last week by West Bengal police and forestry officials after they conducted a joint operation. It wasn't mentioned in the press if Narajanari was caught in the act of poaching or with the intention to poach again. However, now that he is in custody, he will be formally charged with a 5-year-old case that was lodged back in 2019 for for several crimes relating to the poaching of rhino and elephant from different regions in India. At the time, Narajanari got wind of the cops and went into hiding in Assam, which is a state in the northeastern part of India that borders Myanmar and is in close proximity to Bhutan and China. With lots of national parks and tiger reserves, the area is a hotbed for both poaching and cross-country trafficking of wildlife products. So probably not a hard place for a wildlife trafficker to stay lost for 5 years. And in South Africa, once again, rhino horn trafficking makes the news. You might recall in a previous wild crime report that statistics released have shown an increase in poaching of rhino across South Africa in the last recorded year. Well, the efforts of South Africa's police service branch, known as the Hawks, appear to be up for the fight after an operation was conducted last week, arresting four suspects who were attempting to sell a rhino horn. The Hawks press release didn't contain fuller details of the operation, unlike many other cases, which could suggest it was just a pretty cut-and-dry sting operation for a single horn, or that the case may be ongoing, and they're being coy with the information. Now, someone who wasn't coy was the judge in a Maputo City Judicial Court last week when they sentenced a Mozambique poacher to 30 years imprisonment. Chabana Suba was arrested back in December 2022 in possession of a large amount of assorted wildlife products, 600 kilograms in fact, that he was intending to sell to buyers. Amongst the evidence found at Asuba's residence was elephant ivory, elephant bones, and the skulls, bones, and skeletal parts of lions. He was also charged in relation to the poaching of lions, elephants, and rhinos. Mozambique has for the last decade seen significant punishments being handed down for poaching and trafficking of protected wildlife, ever since they strengthened their legislation in 2014. It continues to serve a strong deterrent against such activity. As I touched on in last week's report, heavy sentences for wildlife crimes in Africa is commonplace, and it may shock those in other parts of the world, especially when the same offence just doesn't carry a similar punishment elsewhere. But in Africa, with criminal gangs running many of the organised aspects of transnational trafficking networks that can and often see human casualties, the punishments can't afford to be soft either. And lastly, also in Mozambique, news broke late this last week of a shipping container with 651 elephant ivory tusks smuggled within a consignment of corn. Reported to be destined for Dubai, it's pretty unlikely that this would have been its ultimate destination, given the lack of market demand for ivory products. More so a transit point to, well, somewhere east of the United Arab Emirates. Not much has been provided to the press on this one, with no further information publicly stated and no mention of any arrests. In fact, the story was broken on the X platform by a local journalist who uploaded photographs of the scanned container, documents, and seized tusks. So perhaps more to come. But for now, it serves as a reminder to anyone getting complacent about elephants and thinking that the demand for ivory products has dissipated in recent years. And that is the Wild Crime Report for this week. I'm Matt Durrant. Until next time, stay wild and keep the animals there too.